This recording, Grenada 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in Knott Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her, and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a flannel jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered Ida. Her efforts was not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, when I do my art and so on, I normally hold it in exhibitions that is close, in the town itself, St. George's. You have different galleries there that I'll have up my paintings. And then, right about now, I'm hopefully getting together a collection of paintings and pictures for my website, because I'm building my website now. But in Grenada itself, the best places that you can take pictures and do paintings is like close to the beach side or the cliffs. Old buildings, because Grenada has a lot of old buildings in the town. Old French buildings, yeah. Then other places is like on the edge, opposite end of Grenada, because you're like in the south of Grenada. And the north of Grenada, it has a super high cliff that they can see down, almost see the other islands that is also sisters of Grenada, Karakoram and Piti Matnik, according to how the tide is. Yeah. Today is the first day from a whole week of rain. First day of full sunshine, not even a drop from the sky. And I'm hoping that it will continue to be as shiny and as vibrant as it usually is, because you know Grenada has so much beautiful colors, from the rocks to the trees to the sky to the waters to the people to the culture, everything.